Shalom to all. Today's Daf is about Basa, Daf Kuf Samach Beis, and we're starting Kuf Samach Alpha Amud Beis, about four lines up from the bottom with the words Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar, Basa Biakim Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, we mentioned at the top of the previous Amud, which is really two Daf ago, and it's not necessarily a problem if the cipher, the scribe writing the Shtar, erased something. It just has to be approved, if you will. He has to make note of it in the Shtar somewhere. And here we have another din regarding that, Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Machakin Kulon, anytime something was erased on the Shtar and something was filled in instead, again, this was done by the cipher. So it's done b'kashrus. The cipher at the end of the shtar has to write the words v'din kumeyin, and this is their approval or this is their certification. According to the Rashbam, it doesn't have to have the word v'din, but he basically has to list all the things that he erased, and that's the confirmation that everything was done b'kashrus and it wasn't done after the shtar was signed. Another din of they have to repeat the basic gist of the shtar on the last line, meaning the last line right before the signatures is more or less a repetition of everything that was said in the shtar. Usually, what's written there is that the edim state, we the edim carried out a kinyan on behalf of so-and-so as is written in the shtar above, and the list, the basic details of what's written in the shtar. Now the question is, my time up, why are we going to be doing this, writing some sort of summary of what was written in the shtar previously on this last line? On top, explains, because we don't learn anything new from that last line anyway. This is a din that we don't pay attention to anything brand new written in that last line, and therefore in order to fill it in with something that's not new, we're just going to write a recap of what's written above in the shtar. Now the reason why we're not going to learn anything from this last line, we're not going to pay attention to anything new written in it, is because the Edim couldn't sign directly underneath the main part of the Ksav of the Shtar, because it could be that the ink is going to run into it and ruin it and possel it. Therefore, they had to leave some sort of blank space in between the last line of the main part of the Shtar and their signatures. And obviously, that's ripe for forgery if there's just going to be an empty space there. And so the din is that we don't learn anything from this last line. Anything that's written in there, no matter what, if it's brand new and it's not written in the main part of the Shtar, we don't pay attention to it. That's what Avraham says, that we fill it with just a recap of what's written in the shtar, nothing brand new. And Amar Lev Nachman Ravam, Rav Nachman asked Rav Amram, Minal Chaha, how do you know this? So Amar Lev, he responded, the Tanya, Avraham tells us, Hirchagas Edim, Shnei Shitim, Nanaksav, Pasol, Shita Achas, Kosher. If one distance the Edim, two lines away from the last part of the shtar, so it's Pasol, but one line away, it's Kosher. And the question is, Mashna Shnei Shitim, Dilma Mzaif, Akasav, what's the difference that when there's two lines of empty space in between the last part of the shtar and the Edim signatures, it's going to be Pasol because maybe they're going to be Mzaif, maybe someone's going to come along and write this false thing in that empty space. Shita Achas, Mzaif, Akasav, we should have that same chashash when there's just one line empty. Maybe someone's going to write something false into there. It must be that we see from here that we don't learn anything from this last line. Whatever's written on the last line of shtar, we're not going to learn anything from that. And therefore, if that last line of the shtar has something new written in it, it's not going to make any difference. We're not going to pay attention to that. And so now Rabbi Yochanan's din makes sense that the last line of the shtar is just a repetition of the basic details of what's written above, and that's not considered anything new. The Markov Sachov Bezon Bezon Top tells us, that's the following question. Shitu mechzomai. Let's say there was one and a half lines left blank at the end of the shtar. What about that? So Hashmavi attempted raya. If his brayzat says Hirchagas Edim Shnei Shitin Pasul, that if the Edim signatures were two lines away from the Ksav, it's Pasul. Now what do we learn from here? Hashitu Mechta Kosher. That's Mashma. That if it was only one and a half lines away, then it's Kosher. Ask more Ema Seifa. What about the end of the brayzat that tells us Shita Achas Kosher? That if the Edim are signed one line away from the Ksav, then it's Kosher. Well, that's Mashma. Shita Achasu the Kosher Hashitu Mechta Pasul. That only one line away is Kosher, but if it's one and a half lines away, it's Pasul. The Gemara says you're right. El Meholik El Mashma. You know we can't learn anything from his brayzat. So my Havallah, bottom line is, what's Psak of one and a half lines? Answer is, Tashma, the Tanya, we have another brass that tells us, Beferosh, Hirchakas Edim Shnei Shitim Maksav, Pasol. If the Edim signed two lines away from the Ksav, it's Pasol. Whereas Pachas Mekan Kosher, if they signed less than that away from the Ksav, it's Kosher. And less than that means even a line and a half. So if they signed a line and a half away from the Ksav, no problem. And that's Kosher. Now, brass just continues, Hayuar Bava Chamisha Edim Chsumin Al Shtar. Let's say there's four or five Edim signed on the Shtar, Vinim Sa Echaman Karva Pasol. And it turns out that one of them is a carver or apostle, meaning one of them is a relative of one of the people involved in the shtar, or he's a apostle for a different reason. That's not a reason to apostle the shtar. This guy, Edus Bashar, we can kaim the Edus, meaning we can kaim the shtar with the rest of the Edim signed. That's important to note that the Rashbam has a slightly different gears in this Gemara. His gear says that there was four or five Edim signed, Vinimson, it turns out, the Shnaim Harishonim Krivim Ipsulim, that the first two Edim signed were either carve or apostle. Not just that one or two of the Edim signed were Krivim Ipsulim, it's the first two Edim that were signed were carve or apostle. It's still kosher. Now, this refers to a case that there was two lines left blank, and we just said that two lines left blank until the chasimus of the edim are puzzle. So what do we have to do? We need a milui. We need to fill it in with something, kind of like a donut. You got to put something in it. Custard, caramel. Same thing here. You can't just leave these two empty lines or else it's puzzle. And so the cipher, the people involved, they just filled it in with edim psulim or with krivim, and the Gemara is telling us, don't worry, it's still kosher. Emesayel chiske, this is right for chiske. Damar chiske, chiske tells us, mileu b'krivim, kosher. That if these two lines of empty space were filled in with relatives that we know are puzzle edim, it's still kosher. And Tama, don't be surprised, says the Gemara. The blank space is pasul, but pasul edim, filling up that blank space, is not pasul. Why is that? Shari aver sukkah pasul b'shleisha, schach pasul, pasul barba. If we have an empty space that's three tfachim wide in a sukkah, there's no schach, there's nothing there, that's pasul, it's only three tfachim. But if that very same three tfachim is filled with pasul schach, it's not pasul. It's only if it's four tfachim pasul schach. And so here we see by sukkah that airspace of three is pasul, but airspace of three filled by pasul schach is not pasul. Same thing over here by a shtar. The two empty lines with nothing in them is going to pasul it, but those very same two lines that are filled with pasul edim is not going to pasul it, as long as, of course, the other edim signed are kosher. We're going to stop it for the day, and Pickles Mark continue to talk about these two lines. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.